Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. So excited to have you connected to this podcast every single week. We appreciate all of you who support us. And of course, it is always a blessing to be able to pour into your life. Thank you so much for just being connected and know that we appreciate you. This is the place where leaders converge because we believe iron sharpens iron and we hold true to that. And we're very thankful for the opportunity to be able to pour into your life. Now, listen, if you are listening to this podcast for the first time, I want to make sure we stay connected. Let me tell you, it is so important that we stay connected. I can get you strategies and principles and share with you, you know, best practices as it relates to leadership as you navigate the terrain of leadership. So follow me, Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. And of course, go to my website, josephwalker3.org. You can get my books on leadership. I've written several books on leadership, Leader Shifts, Leadership and Loneliness, Restored at the Root. And my newest book, oh boy, you don't want to miss this one. It's called The Pursuit of Purpose. Piece by piece, I promise you, it will be a blessing to your life. And of course, we look forward to being in your city or your area. Let us know how we can serve you. And of course, we're traveling around the country and the world, literally. And of course, you can go on my website and find out when we'll be there. So I'm thankful today, and I want to get right into today's topic, but I do want to encourage you also to be a next level leader reader. Listen, let me tell you, the book club is amazing, and leaders are readers. So make sure you go to book club, text book club to 78228 and join us as hundreds of us come together every other week. And we share in this book club, we give great books we talk about, and I think it'll be a blessing to you. Also, I want you to go over to YouTube and check out my wife and I's YouTube channel. We're very excited about that. It's a great opportunity to come together and check out what God is doing over there. We're sharing information about our family, about life. It'll really bless you. So go check it out. Let me know what you think. Today, I want to lean in on building with the right circle around you as a leader. And I believe that this is one of the most important decisions leaders make. Who are the people that you build with? And when I'm talking about building, the people that have the capacity to take the raw material of your vision and to actually navigate that to a place of manifestation. It's like taking this idea of revelation and moving it to manifestation. And these are the people that know how to execute well. And it's important. These are your thinkers. These are your strategists. And so when you're building with people, you have to be very clear that they have the goods. And today I want to help you understand how to identify who they are and so you can surround yourself with the right folks. Because I know you're building. If you're a next level leader, you are building. You are doing something. And I want to see it come to fruition. Here's number one. You have to discern who belongs at the table. Who is it that God has spoken to you? I think it's important, right? Because when you think about the people who are at the table, it is incredibly important to begin to assess the efficacy of those folks. A lot of people miss this principle because we lack behind in really understanding how necessary it is for people to really be chosen by the Spirit and chosen by our experience. I believe that. And I think that you have to trust your spirit in this. You have to trust your spirit. I'm going to say it again. Trust your spirit in this because it's so very, very important. So make certain that as you are pushing out and discerning the people around you, that you truly, truly are seeking God about who needs to be at that table, but also looking at experience and making certain that you pull together the right people that can help you. One of the things I've learned, and I think this is important, I've learned to staff to my weakness. And so what I often do is I look at areas where I'm deficient and I want to bring people on who have those skill sets. And I think that has been a key to the success that God has given to me. Here's the second thing. You know, making certain that you have the right kinds of folks who I kind of look at it like whoever you eat with affects how you lead. The kind of people you spend that time with, I mean, eat in terms of spiritually eat with, the kind of people who are really receiving the kind of information, revelation that you're receiving. It's so important because it will affect how you lead. If people are being inundated and eating a variety of junk, and I'm talking about not physical food, I'm talking about what they are ingesting as it relates to information, then it can be harmful to you as a leader. And so you want to make sure, that's why, you know, we have Next Level Leader Book Club, because we want to give people a catalog of consciousness. Leaders are reading some of the same books and the same experts. And so who you eat with, meaning the kinds of people that you allow to pour into your life, really determines how you lead. And I think this is important. Really pay attention to that. You can tell often when people kind of have a weird diet of how things could get done. You're like, where'd you get that from? You know, you really want people that are serious about what they ingest, because whatever they ingest, they are trying to make you digest. And I believe it's important that as a leader, you have people who are ingesting the right information and bringing the best practices to your organization. Here's the third thing. You have to be able to assess the difference between loyalty and leeching. And this is big because loyalty is important. And loyalty really has to be, I'm loyal to the vision of what's happening. I'm not so much focused on my own desires in this, although they matter. I'm more transformational than transactional. Leeches are, I'm connecting to this to see what I can get out of it. And once I get what I need, I'm gone. So you have to know the difference. And sometimes what is the common denominator to discern either one sometimes can be money, opportunity, etc. People who are loyal, yes, you will always bless them. You will always, you know, make sure they elevate through your organization. But you recognize these are the folks that are tied to the vision. They want to see you win, whether it involves them or not, whether they get credit or not. They don't feel entitled. They just want to be of use to help things get done, to move that needle. People that are leeches, they are highly needy. They need recognition. They're constantly, you know, trying to get this and that. I mean, just draining the organization for personal gain. And you have to be very discerning to make sure you've got the right folks around you. Hope that makes sense, right? Here's number four. Eagles don't flock with pigeons, y'all. Eagles fly solo. And pigeons hang out together. And pigeons, you know, are very curious and they always are attracted to breadcrumbs. Well, eagles are very strategic, have a different worldview, a different way of hunting. And you've got to surround yourself with eagles. And I do a message about this, about what an eagle does and the talons and how the eagle's strength is tied to adversity. And eagles are people that have been made to become the way they are. They've looked at their experiences in life and they're soaring at different levels because they have been through some things. And I believe that when you are an eagle yourself, and I believe you are, because if you are a next level leader, you think like an eagle, then you truly understand the importance of surrounding yourself with other eagles and not pigeons. I believe this is so important. One of the worst things that could ever happen is to have an eagle leader, a pigeon or a turkey or chicken leaders or followers. You need to have people around you that are eagles, that are ready to take and soar and go after extraordinary things, and who believe in God for bigger things, and who are not moved by their emotions, but they're strategic. They execute with excellence. You need that eagle mentality. And that's a big deal, right? For a lot of people, because they don't really understand how important it is. That's a mindset. And I think that's very, very important, because your mindset can really determine a lot. How you think about life, how you think about yourself, you know, really understanding that eagles are at a different altitude. And I think in this season, you've got to be unapologetic. I need people whose conversations that are at a different level, people that know how to navigate at different levels. And I think that's important. And I'm not intimidated by that. I welcome that. Number five, people that are spiritual and strategic. You need people that are spiritual and strategic. The people that I deal with are people that, you know, understand the time. And the children of Issachar in the Bible, they understood the times and what they should do. You need people that are so sensitive to what's happening spiritually, strategically. They know what's happening in this particular space, and they're able to merge those two worlds together and know when to move and understand why they're moving. It's one thing to have somebody who is strategic and they know what to do, but the spiritual person knows not only what to do, but they know why it's necessary that it gets done. That's so important. That's another motivator. And that's a person that brings a level of value and prayer to the process whereby they are, yes, moving the needle forward strategically, but they are clear of the cause or the why in which they are doing it. And so I think that's critically important for all of us to begin to think about that as we surround ourselves. So the people around you, people who pray for you, are the people at your table and the people you're building with, do they have a strategic capacity to discern what's happening in culture, what's happening in the world? Do they view it through the prism of their own cognition, or they view it through the prism of their spirit, or is it both? It's important to discern that, to be able to be very clear about who are these people I'm building with. I've learned that I want to build with people that have a relationship with God. I want to build, I'm like Nehemiah, if I'm going to build this wall, give me the right people around me, because when the adversity comes, I need people not to break. I need people that are going to stand strong, not come down off the wall, keep on true to the assignment, regardless of what it looks like. Hope that makes sense, right? And then, of course, number six is knowing when to upgrade your circle. There comes a moment you just got to know when it's time to add, take away. This is something that I've done recently, you know, in our organization, adding new people to higher levels of responsibility in order, one, to create fresh ideas, two, to bring diversity, right? Three, to bring energy, because I don't want to get flat. I want to always be motivated by the new and fresh ideas that come forth. And I think that's important. That's how you stay relevant. I believe that's how things get done at a different level. So you got to know when it's time to upgrade your circle. You find yourself getting static. Everybody's doing the same thing, becoming too comfortable. You're like, this is crazy. You know what's going on? It's time to upgrade your circle. It's time to say, yes, I appreciate these people who have been loyal, who have been faithful, but I need to bring some new blood in. I need to bring some new perspective in. I need to bring some people that have new energy in. And I think that's how you win. I know without a doubt in my mind, that's what I do, and that's what I believe contributes to the milestones that we reach every single year, because I'm not ashamed to bring new people in, new blood in, right? So let's review, all right? We're talking about building with the right, you know, really crew, a circle. And who are these people as a leader you have to have around you as you build? People who have been clearly discerned by the Holy Spirit in your life and by experience. People who you know for a fact, it's a good fit because I recognize it through the Spirit of God. Number two, people that are ingesting knowledge, eating what you eat, people who have the right kinds of exposure and ingestion to information that can benefit your organization and not take it on some weird tangent. Number three, people who are loyal and not leeching, because the leechers are only after it for what they can get out of it themselves. Number four is about understanding who you are, your identity as an eagle, and recognizing as an eagle, you unapologetically soar at different altitudes than pigeons and other birds. You recognize that an eagle has strength. That strength is based in adversity, what the eagle has had to endure. The resistance or adversity has made her wings stronger so she can go higher. Then number five, people who are spiritual and strategic. Yes, there are brilliant people out there who have strategy, who understand it, but are they spiritual in why we're doing it? We know what to do. Here's the path forward on how to do it, but we cannot lose sight of spiritually why God is allowing us to do it, all right? And then, of course, knowing when to upgrade your circle, evaluating, auditing my existing circle from time to time, looking at apathy, looking at capacity, looking at all of these different things and saying, where are the gaps? What do I need around me in this season? Organization is changing. Demand is getting greater. We're growing. I need to have energy around me. And so don't be afraid to do that. Number seven, think about this. Jesus chose 12. You don't need a crowd. You need a crew. Sometimes we think we have to just overstaff. We got to have all of these people, but actually Jesus had a nucleus of people that were able to turn the world upside down. I believe that that's what is important as a leader, that you recognize that I don't need a lot of people to get this done. I just need the right people to get it done. When you understand that, the sky's the limit. I'm telling you, I've learned that it's all about having the right people. If you really think about it, Jesus was very strategic about who he chose and why he chose them. When you are choosing people to come alongside you, always be strategic, not random, not because we're cool, not because of that. No, what skill sets do you bring? What capacities do you have, right? What spiritual acumen do you bring? Depth, all of that, it matters. And so you have to be intentional about making certain that you have the right people at the right time, because it's important. You're gonna be amazing. You're gonna do great things. I just wanna make sure that you have the right crew, because let me tell you, everybody in your crowd is not in your crew. Find your crew and you'll find great success. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you. All I can tell you is I hope that this has blessed you today. I want to thank you for just spending this time with me. You didn't have to do it, but listen, make sure that you share with this with someone else, someone out there you know who needs to hear on leadership. We're trying to reach 1 million people. I want to reach 1 million leaders, and you can help me do just that. So share this on my Instagram page. Let me know if you're a first-time viewer, listener. Let me know. Hey, I was on. This is what I got from it. I appreciate that. Let me know where you're from. It would mean so much if you did that. So I want to make sure that you stay locked in. Don't forget, follow me at Joseph Walker 3. Please go on my website. I want to get you this new book. Man, Pursuit of Purpose, Piece by Piece. I want to get it in your hand. Let me tell you, people are everywhere I go. This book sells out. God has got great favor on it. I believe once you understand your real purpose, the sky's the limit. So I want you to keep on pressing, keep on doing extraordinary things, and know that I am praying for you. If you have questions or comments, or maybe there are things that you're wrestling with and you just need me to pour into you in those areas, let me know. I'll be right here waiting to hear from you. I want to thank you so much. I really do appreciate you being connected to this podcast. Subscribe to it, guys. I tell you, every week, we as Next Level Leader, we go higher and higher and higher. Well, thank all of you so much. I really appreciate you being connected on today. Again, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker. You've been listening to Next Level Leader Podcast. And until next time, you be blessed. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph Walker 3. I look forward to connecting with you.